Acts chapter 7, verse number 9 states, "And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him." Here, Stephen is giving a glimpse at the ministry of Joseph, the ministry of Abraham, the ministry of Moses, the history of Israel in chapter 7. As Joseph was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers, his imprisonment is spoken of in Genesis chapter 39, falsely imprisoned by false accusations against him. 13 years of suffering in prison, abandoned and forgotten. Psalm 105, verse number 18 states he was bound in irons and chains deep in the dungeon of Egypt. And yet he maintained his faith, maintained his integrity, maintained his hope, for the Bible says that God was with him. Genesis chapter 39, verse 2, God was with him. Verse 21, God was with him. Verse 23, God was with him. Genesis chapter 39, from the beginning of the chapter to the end of the chapter, states that God was with him. And for those of us that are forsaken, abandoned, forgotten, mistreated, abused, kicked to the curb, tears falling down the cheeks, wondering if anyone loves us, we can take solace and have hope and comfort knowing that God is with us. We have been adopted into the family of God through Jesus Christ. God loves us. God is faithful, as he was with Daniel in the lion's den. God was with him. God is faithful, as he was with the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. God was with them. And the scripture says he will never leave us nor forsake us. Be encouraged for those who have sibling rivalries, families that may consider you the black sheep of the family. God is with you. Be encouraged. God is with you in the trials and tribulations. Be encouraged. God is with you when you are betrayed and forsaken. Be encouraged. God is with you. Scripture says he will never leave you nor forsake you. Psalm 91, verse number 15, "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." Scripture states in the book of Psalms 23, verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.